year, Kansas City kicks some ass. Chiefs are the champions.
And in the interest of equal time, let's salute San Francisco, because they know how to celebrate there.
All around, I'm seeing turds. All the sidewalks covered in feces. Taking dumps, spreading E. coli. From crapping in the streets, they're crapping in the doorways.
In the streets,
in the back alleys. It's getting smelly.
Crapping in the streets.
Everybody's pooping.
They're pooping.
Yeah, they're pooping.
Everywhere.
Number twos they're making. Defecating. Crapping in the streets. Oh, that's fecal matter everywhere. And a foul smell in the air. Just stepped in excrement on the curb. In the streets.
And yet these people from California, Schiffhead, the Burbank bug-eyed Bolshevik that he is, and Nancy Pelosi, the stammering woman. Rosie is such a good influence on me, Seth. Mm-hmm. I would be in so much trouble.
If it was just you and I.
Because when I really, especially with the prednisone kicking in, I would have called her a but I'm not going to do that because Rosie is here.
Thank you.
This is for real. Schiff is out there today saying, if we don't remove this president, he could offer Alaska to the Russians. What is that based on?
That's a joke.
Well, I mean, he's made up everything else, why so not? Why not?
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin-Weenie signals he may vote to acquit President Trump. If you want your job in West Virginia, you better... because Trump won that state by more than any of the other 56. And so he calls for censure instead. Look, we've got live mic. I might even have it somewhere in the system of Barack Obama bending over in a hushed voice on a hot mic. He didn't know it was hot, saying, tell Vladimir I'll have more flexibility after my next election.
Ooh.
Well, what the hell is that if that's not Russian collusion? But that's okay, because it was the Lord Obama. Mr. Almighty can't do anything wrong. That's okay. And nothing to say about that. Or sending a jumbo jet full of money to Iran. Just, come on, Joe.
Even more, he got caught kissing his 19-year-old granddaughter on the lips.
Who did? Can't,
look at the picture.
That's Biden.
Oh,
I'm talking
yeah.
about Joe Manchin. Senator from West Virginia, who continues to put a D next to his name, even though this president did more to restore the economy of that state than any Democrat did in the last 50 years. Come on, Joe.
Show us balls.
Or J-Lo will be looking for you to join her in her next stripper show at the Super Bowl. God, that just annoys me. Censure. For what? And where is Barr? Where are the indictments for all the people that everybody that's been paying attention knows should be awaiting trial, like Hillary and all the rest? It's very frustrating. All right. I'm wearing myself out fast.
Breathe.
It's hard to breathe.
Ooh-ha, man. God, you sound way better than you did last week.
At least my voice is lasting a little bit longer. Last week, it did not. Here is Tommy.
Well, did you guys listen to the speech that Britain gave at the European Union when they said goodbye?
Are you talking about Nigel Farage or who?
Oh, yes, sir.
I I would love to hear it. I don't have it handy at the moment, but I would love to hear it.
It's on the Blaze because Glenn Hump made comments about it. But basically, he stands there and explains the reason they're leaving because of populism. And then when they hold up their flags and start waving them, they cut his mic off and tell him that they need to put the flags away. And they also explain to them that he had used the term hate in his exit speech, and the European Union had nothing to do with hate. That was a word that would not use.
That's the simpleton's explanation for everything. It's hate.
Oh, it's the globalism, the globalist, and the reason why they hate exactly what we're doing right now. Sell Alaska. He offered to buy Greenland.
Yeah. That was more craziness. Tommy, I'm sorry. I'm tight for time, but good point. And we will look for that Farage thing. Seth's doing that right now.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition. And we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands. So don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison. Downtown.
News is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A weekend house fire in North Montgomery sent 10 people to the hospital. That fire happened Saturday night on Empire Road off the Northern Boulevard. The cause of the fire remains under investigation right now. The Southern Poverty Law Center has a new president. The SPLC introduced human and civil rights leader Margwood Huang as its new president and chief executive officer. She is currently the executive director of Amnesty International. Huang will start her new position on April 20th. A state prison crisis and gambling are expected to be hot topics when the legislative session begins tomorrow. State lawmakers are expected to debate additional funding for state prisons and a package of bills aimed at reducing recidivism and prison crowding. Lottery legislation is also being introduced this year. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas.
Hi, everybody. We've had a great start to the week today, but it looks like our weather is going to get very active in the week ahead. Clouds increasing tonight. Overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Scattered showers possible from time to time tomorrow and tomorrow night. A spring-like high temperature in the low 70s tomorrow. Then showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday. Some storms possibly strong to severe. All modes of severe weather are possible. We're keeping a close eye on it. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. If you don't have it, go to the App Store or search Rich Thomas Weather. Mid-70s on Wednesday, more rain Thursday, high 66, breezy, much cooler on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It is 12 minutes after 5, and joining us on the phone is Mr. Right on the Money, Brent.
Yeah, baby!
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. And a lot's happened since we last talked.
Yeah, tell me about it. It really has. What a weekend, 3-day weekend.
I've heard nothing but the coronavirus being the big concern that caused the drop on Friday, so there was like no mystery there, and it was nice to see a little bit of a clawback today. How do you see this situation moving forward?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, unfortunately, I think it's probably going to get worse. You know, this virus, well, let's put it this way. I mean, at this moment, you know, we have more deaths in China than we did with the SARS outbreak, and that lasted almost a year, you know. And this is a pretty big virus. It seems to be spreading, you know, fairly quickly. The only thing is, you know, I don't know if it's a deadly virus or if it's just getting, you know, sort of people who have weakened systems or what. Yet there's still, the jury's out on that, but there's no doubt this is absolutely paralyzing China. I mean, it really, really is. You know that Wuhan, the city of Wuhan, is larger in terms of the population. It's larger than New York, wow. L.A. You know about all this. I mean, we're talking 26 million people that live there. And so, yeah, it's a big deal. And these whole cities, all these cities are just shut down. So at some point, it is going to feed into, you know, the global economy. There's no doubt about it. But on the other hand, you know, you look at a lot of analysts out there who are saying, hey, wait, you know, yeah, this is bad. And sure, it's going to run through and disrupt all the numbers and so on. But it also probably presents a pretty good opportunity for when this thing passes. You know, and so you look at some of the really great companies that have done really well, and they've gotten hit because of this. And so, you know, it's one of those things where if you're a long-term investor, you know, you do want to kind of look over your hand, and certainly for those who are, you know, saving for retirement or have money invested for the long term, there's no need for a knee-jerk reaction here. You certainly don't want to do that. I mean, all you do is really spin your wheels because no one knows the timing and the correct timing. But if you're putting capital to work, you do want to look for opportunities. My personal sense is, Greg, I think probably, you know, we're going to go a little lower on the index because of what's going on. But again, this is not something that I'm really too worried about. It's not really keeping me up at night, but certainly, you know, we're paying attention. There's no doubt. But it's a big deal. This is a pretty big virus. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
What is the term coronavirus influencers? I've seen that turn up on the internet. People that are posting photos of themselves wearing masks or posting video of everybody running around in masks that may be, you know, heightening the sense of fear, that kind of thing. And it's hard to believe, but, you know, we can never underestimate dumb in this country, that people have connected it to the beer.
I know. You know, I have to say, really? I've seen a lot of really funny pictures.
I put a few on my page, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I don't know if it was you or who it was, but it was the one with all the Heinekens in the corner
that
with the big mask over it, and then the Coronas by itself.
Yeah,
that was pretty clever.
It's been a long time since we've had a situation like this, though, have that much impact, you know, on the numbers around the world. It's unique in that regard. What else is going on in the world of money that's worth a minute of our time here?
Corporate earnings are just really, really strong. I mean, they are. I mean, we got some more reports today. You know, Google reported. They really just blew their numbers out. I mean, very, very strong. And the reason I bring these up, it's not that these are just great companies, and I'm not recommending you buy them or anything like that. I'm just simply saying, when you see a consistent pattern across the board of all of the sort of bellwether names that we've all come to know, whether it's in tech or whether it's in manufacturing or in the services sector or retail or whatever, the consistent message is that they're all beating on the top line, meaning that top line revenue growth has been pretty significant on a year-over-year basis, but also quarter-over-quarter. You know, the momentum continues. And then certainly, you know, profits, corporate earnings have been really good, really good. And if you look at profit margins continue to hold up. So you're not seeing, at this moment anyway, a real, impact on corporate margins from a labor perspective, where you would think, okay, wages are rising, but is that gobbling up corporate profits? And it's not. And again, it just speaks to the power of technology and how much these companies are able to adapt and to squeeze those margins out with this incredible technology and the innovation that we see. And so I just think this is a continuation. It's a nice backdrop for Trump and the State of the Union. And
that should be interesting tomorrow, don't you think?
No, I think it's going to be, I really do. I mean, he's going to be able to stand up there and talk about a lot of really good things. He's also going to need to highlight, you know, the fact that he hasn't been able to tackle this healthcare issue, which is really the only thing left on his agenda. Infrastructure's out there. I expect him to talk about that. But the healthcare thing is the one thing he's going to have to really hit home on. You know, that he's attempted to handle that, but he couldn't get it done, but he got some other things done. I think he's got a powerful message he can deliver. He's going to remind all the voters, why they voted to put him in office. He's going to really tout what he's accomplished in 3 years and that he's still got work to do. So he's got a tremendous platform. I don't know exactly how he's going to handle the impeachment thing. He will probably not spend much time on it other than I think more cleverly and more statesmanlike.
Rise above it.
Rise above it and try to really call them out for what he sees them as, rather than, you know, the standard Trumpisms. You know, I don't think he'll do that in a State of the Union speech.
You go up there and spend the first half hour ticking off the accomplishments that have benefited everybody in this country of every race, every demographic, every cross-section. And after listing all of that, just say, and my reward for this is you're impeaching me. What is your problem, you know? But we all know why, because the deep state sees the end of the innocent, so to speak. And he has peeled that back. And I think the reason they're so determined to remove him is they know they can't beat him. And the only way to get him out of there is to try, you know, and pull some scam and hope that there's enough weak-kneed Republicans to make it happen, because they're going to start as soon as this thing is over tomorrow or Wednesday, the acquittal vote.
Well, I think what he's going to do, and this is just my opinion, I haven't read this or seen this anywhere, it's just my honest opinion. I think he's going to try to turn it on them, and he's going to remind all the voters that he went there to drain the swamp, and that he's made a lot of progress in doing that, and that this is their last ditch effort to stay. And he's going to flip it around from that perspective and say, if you elect me for another 4 years, we will drain it all the way out.
Yeah.
And that's kind of I think where he's going to go with it. I don't know if he's going to mention it in his speech or not, but I definitely think it's going to come up in the campaign. And you know, again, I don't see any signs of anything happening to the economy between now and the time of the election. I mean, certainly by the time you get to May and June, it's just it's very difficult to slow down that fast. Especially, you know, today we saw those ISM manufacturing numbers, and they ticked back up. They're now back in expansion mode. So that's a critical thing, because a lot of people kept saying, oh, well, we're sub 50 on the reading, which means we're probably contracting. But we never did. And I think that was, you know, people have to remember those are surveys that CEOs are taking about their business. And it was all, you know, the only reason we went sub 50, I think, is because of the Chinese trade deal. And once that was done and got put to bed, it's no surprise whatsoever to me to see that index now back into expansion mode. So, you know, again, if we continue this positive momentum, it's going to be hard to slow it down by November, and I think he gets reelected. Hey, real quick, too, and I know we're getting up on the clock. How about Rush Limbaugh? Man, you see that news?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that awful?
No, wow. we talked about that at the opening of the show. It had just been announced just before 3 o'clock.
Right.
And yeah. The thing for all of us who do this particular type of radio in this particular format, whether you're a fan or you're not, Rush Limbaugh is the godfather of contemporary talk radio. And he's only gotten bigger and better with time. 31 million listeners a week. And I get excited about 11,000 Facebook followers, you know? I mean, that's he just signed a 4-year deal. They have tried to take him down 17 ways from Sunday. And, of course, the ultimate fail was the liberal radio network, Air America, that lasted, I don't know, a year or two and died because nobody wanted to listen to people piss and moan all day about what a horrible country it is. So that is a legend and a legacy that is his forever. And I called him the godfather of this particular format, and everybody from Sean Hannity to Mark Levin, everybody that has ventured into and introduced America to a different opinion, because there wasn't a lot of it around. In the 80s, I remember talk radio in Florida. There were 3 talk stations, and all of them were boasting about how liberal they were. But liberalism was very different in the 80s than what it is today. Today, yesterday's liberalist is today's communist, Bernie Sanders, you know, that kind of thing.
So, no, I completely agree with you on that.
But of all the things I remember most about Rush Limbaugh, actually turned up in TV Guide, because TV Guide did a story on him, and they were promoting why he would not be upset if Bill Clinton won a second term. And his simple answer was, it'll be great for business. And boy, was it ever, because he not only gave people the voice to counter I was on WLS when we carried Rush in 1992. And there was tremendous backlash to Hillary even then. Why is he allowing her to develop health? What's her pedigree? What's her expertise that she's going to be the healthcare director for America? Hillary Care, whatever they were calling it. So he made the salient point that, well, if he gets reelected, I know I'm going to have 4 more good years of people giving people a voice who don't like what's going on. And then his impeachment over something legitimate, he did commit 11 crimes. Made it even better for him. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was a shocker.
Well, you know, and some people put him right up there with, like, you know, because you had William Buckley, you know, you remember him.
He wasn't your mass appeal, though. Rush hit the heartland. William Buckley was, my mother was a big William Buckley fan. And whenever he was on TV, she would make it a point to watch him. Well, he was just a little bit too sophisticated for the everyday person, where Rush hit that raw nerve perfectly. So, yeah.
No, I agree. I mean, I agree with you. I'm just saying, I think, you know, he had that conservative crowd, and then Rush came on his heels and took it to another level.
Oh yeah.
That just ended, it's shocking, and I hate to hear the news. And
just as we are today taking a moment to credit Rush for being the godfather of this format, I'm sure Rush would point to influences that inspired what he does. Everybody comes from somewhere. So,
right.
I don't think Rush would ever deny that.
Right.
Anyway.
That's it.
Brant, thanks for your time. If you have not
yep.
sat down and had a chance to talk to a financial planner, please make an appointment and see Brant and meet the incredible team he has at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. That number is 387-0094. 387-0094. Let's hope for a good day tomorrow, and we will talk then, my friend.
Yep, looking forward to it.
All righty.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy everywhere in Montgomery right now. We got slow traffic on I-85 southbound, merging to 65 northbound. Heavy traffic on the Northern Boulevard headed up to the 65 northbound merge as well. Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway, very busy as well as both boulevards. And we do have that accident on the East-South Boulevard just past Woodley Road. Going to be right there in front of the Walgreens near the Wendy's. Use caution there. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated on traffic all the way home. MCA Health and Fitness Center is located in the Festival Plaza Shopping Center. Festival Plaza at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again to tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman, and what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun, and I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello and welcome to the 77th Annual Golden Globe Awards, live from the Beverly Hilton Hotel here in Los Angeles. I'm Ricky Gervais. Thank you. You'll be pleased to know this is the last time I'm hosting these awards, so I don't care anymore. I'm joking. I never did. It's the last time. Who cares? Oh. Apple roared into the TV game with a morning show. A superb drama. Yeah. A superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing. Made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, Don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and wag, wag. So, it's already 3 hours long.
I only wish he was hosting the Oscars coming up this weekend. I would not have a rooting interest in it normally, but I do. I would like to see 1917 get recognized for Best Picture and a number of other cinematography awards because it's that good. And it's still, maybe our taste in movies is shifting because it drew $10 million at the box office this week. And it's past the $100 million mark. Midway, the movie that Rich and I saw back in November, also did very well. So I'm glad, because some of the greatest stories ever told actually happened. And on that note, we'll be going to the Enquirer here shortly, because this week's headline, Charles and William's bitter war for the throne. I don't know if they're waiting for the toilet or where Queen Elizabeth puts it, but one or the other. We'll have to look into that. And AOC, good little commie bitch, woman that she is, sorry, Rosie, was touring a solar plant. Did you hear about this?
No. Please tell me she did something stupid.
Yeah, she did. You won't be disappointed. So she's touring this solar plant, and while she's there, she is encouraging the workers to organize and start a union.
Oh,
so the workers thinking, well, she's a congresswoman, this is a good idea. No, the company fired everybody and decided to subcontract rather than deal with employees. They don't have to. Unions are rapidly becoming a thing of the past, and the place they really need to become a thing of the past, other than basic benefits, is in the government, because you are too vulnerable to political influence. When politicians who decide what your retirement's going to be and what are the rules of the workplace and everything else, that needs to end. It really does. We should all have such nice situations.
Diana.
Hello, Diana.
Hi. Thanks for letting me come on, Greg. I'd like to speak about tomorrow. We are having a welcome back rally, as you know. The state legislature is going to go back to Montgomery, and we have some really wonderful legislators that are not giving up on the children. The vote on March the 3rd, the ballot, where there's an amendment that most people do not even know, is one of the things we're going to talk about, because it gives up your right to elect your state board of education. And for parents that have children or grandchildren, you know you cannot give up your right to have some control, and unfortunately that's what's happening. Governor Ivey has had a chance as the president of our state board of ed to really get rid of Common Core that has put us at the bottom, 50th in the nation. She's not done that.
But did we just have a vote on that and the governor decided to perpetuate this horrible system?
They switched bills. We had a good bill that was going to get rid of Common Core. They replaced it because Terry Collins did not like it. I think they had worked on this beforehand. And so what we got is a bill that is not going to be placed before a vote on March 3rd. But the fix that the governor and them are saying is the fix is for you to give up your right to elect our state board of education members, replace it with an appointed board that they're going to get to pick for us. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's that terminology, they're going to replace Common Core with something that has nationwide consistency. Well, the Legal Services Division was asked, what does that mean? And guess what? There's only one thing that has nationwide consistency. That is Common Core. So they're replacing it with Common Core. So we have really been duped, and we are very angry, and we're hoping people will listen tomorrow. We're going to have it on Facebook, Stop Common Core in Alabama. But the rally starts at 11. We've got good people like Bob Fincher, Arnold Mooney, Andy Sorrell, that's going to speak up about the children, as well as Betty Peters, has always been the one that has really exposed all this. And I'm just praying people will listen, because as you know how important the children are, they're a number one issue for parents and grandparents, and they're hurting. If I can read a little something that a little child has said, a child known as Smile did something that's been posted on Facebook a long time ago. The mother says, I said, put my five-year-old onto the bus this morning. She turned to me and said, you are going to have to wipe away my tears, Mommy. My daughter in kindergarten doesn't understand that math that she's expected to know. She is not alone. This I know. What has changed? How can a child who was once enthusiastic and happy, known to everyone as Smiley, become so broken, so young? You're ruining an entire generation of our children. We want our legislators, including Governor Ivey, to stop breaking our children. Get rid of Common Core this year the right way. And starters, that March 3rd vote, we on the ballot amendment one, we ask everybody to vote it down. Vote no. She's got her PAC. She's got all these people like Wiregrass Living that has put in their magazine that this is going to get rid of Common Core. As I said, you know, we've found out from the Legislative Services Agency that nationwide consistency that they're going to replace it with is Common Core. So I think, Greg, if y'all can do more research on that and get that out, we would appreciate it.
All right. And this rally is at what time tomorrow?
Tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the State House steps in Montgomery. And like I said, we're going to put it on Facebook Live, Stop Common Core in Alabama. People can watch it, but we'd love to have some experts talk to you, Greg. We've got one that's a mental health expert from Utah that has warned us about the Common Core. She said it's going to make kids easily led, easily manipulated.
It's a little bit late for that. Look at what they're getting taught in schools and brainwashed in school. It goes well beyond Common Core.
Five is our friend.
Yeah, 10 is my friend.
Yeah, whatever.
10 can kiss my rear end.
Got that right. What amendment is this, do you know?
Amendment 1 is the only amendment that is on this March 3rd ballot.
And we want them to vote
the
yay or nay on this.
We have to vote no. We have to kill it.
All right. I appreciate your time, and we hope you have a successful event. Check in with us tomorrow. Let us know how it goes. It's a good time to call at 538. We've been talking about Common Core for years now, and it's like getting rid of herpes. It just never goes away. Not that I know from personal experience. I don't know if I should post this or not. Some of the quotes from the tolerant left, you know, the people that are our betters. I hope he dies alone in the dark.
Don't do it, man.
Lefty ghouls waste no time rejoicing in Rush Limbaugh's cancer diagnosis. You are lower than whale turd, folks. You really, really are. None of us, we may have despised his politics, but none of us ever wished ill on Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, or any of them. We might have wished they'd lose an election or something like that. These are the people.
That's who you got to worry about.
You are soulless and hopeless. And you should all rot in hell. 539, Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. The best people to team up with to keep your electric costs down and to have that support, knowing that if something goes wrong, they're a phone call away at 277-2125. It's a team of people. When it comes to experience, they've got the best heating and air conditioning specialists, the most talented plumbers, and Clark's Club members know that when they call 277-2125, whether it's to make an appointment for a tune-up or because there's an emergency repair needed, Clark's will be on the way. And that's one of the benefits of membership. Those tune-ups come with the $159 membership fee. That keeps your costs at a minimum, your system running efficiently, and it more than pays for itself. And you can't put a price tag on knowing you've got the best in the business a phone call away if something goes wrong. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and some pretty amazing people, call Clark's. 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 990054.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy everywhere. We got slowdowns on 85 southbound, merging 65 northbound. We have slowdowns on 65 over the River Bridge past the Northern Boulevard. We got heavy traffic on the boulevard all the way around the city, and they are still working that accident just past Woodley Road in front of the Walgreens. Use caution on the East South Boulevard. Slow down, buckle up, be careful out there on your ride home this afternoon. Keep it here for more traffic updates. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannyKingCleans.com and switch to Janny King, the king of clean. For a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums. Go to JannyKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the king of clean.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Southern Poverty Law Center has a new president. The SPLC introduced human and civil rights leader Margwood Huang as its new president and chief executive officer. She is currently the executive director of Amnesty International. Huang will start her new position on April 20th. A state prison crisis and gambling are expected to be hot topics when the legislative session begins tomorrow. State lawmakers are expected to debate additional funding for state prisons and a package of bills aimed at reducing recidivism and prison crowding. Lottery legislation is also being introduced this year. A weekend house fire in North Montgomery sent 10 people to the hospital. That fire happened Saturday night on Empire Road off the Northern Boulevard. The cause of the fire remains under investigation right now. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've had a great start to the week today, but it looks like our weather is going to get very active in the week ahead. Clouds increasing tonight. Overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Scattered showers possible from time to time tomorrow and tomorrow night. A spring-like high temperature in the low 70s tomorrow. Then showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday. Some storms possibly strong to severe. All modes of severe weather are possible. We're keeping a close eye on it. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. If you don't have it, go to the App Store or search Rich Thomas Weather. Mid-70s on Wednesday, more rain Thursday, high 66, breezy, much cooler on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I've been waiting to play some of this Nigel Farage final speech as Britain becomes its own self again. It's Great Britain and not a member of some socialist European neighborhood. Nigel Farage, one of the leaders, and I want to hear a little bit of his speech ahead of the Brexit.
Thank you very much. So this is it, the final chapter, the end of the road. A 47-year political experiment that the British, frankly, have never been very happy with. My mother and father signed up to a common market, not to a political union, not to flags, anthems, presidents, and now you even want your own army. For me, it's been 27 years of campaigning and over 20 years here in this parliament. I'm not particularly happy with the agreement we're being asked to vote on tonight, but Boris has been remarkably bold in the last few months, and Ms. von der Leyen, he's made it clear, he's promised us there'll be no level playing field. Yeah. And on that basis, I wish him every success in the next round of negotiations. I really do. But the most significant point is this. What happens at 11 p.m. this Friday, the 31st of January, 2020, marks the point of no return. Once we've left, we are never coming back, and the rest, frankly, is detail. We're going, we will be gone. And that should be the summit of my own political ambitions. I walked in here, as I've said before, you all thought it was terribly funny. You stopped laughing in 2016. But my view has changed of Europe since I joined. In 2005, I saw the Constitution that had been drafted by Giscard and others. I saw it rejected by the French in a referendum. I saw it rejected by the Dutch in a referendum. And I saw you in these institutions ignore them, bring it back as the Lisbon Treaty, and boast you could ram it through without there being referendums. Well, the Irish did have a vote and did say no and were forced to vote again. You're very good at making people vote again, but what we've proved is the British are too big to bully, thank goodness.
I love him, man. Mm-hmm. Can't we bring him over here and add him to our cause? And he was one of the first to stand up for Trump, too. And thanks to guys like him and Trump, this is a movement around the world now that's defeating all these globalist actions like the European Union. All that stuff sounded nice at first, but it ain't working out real well. There are countries that will never be able to return from the disaster it's been, especially when it comes to open borders. Yet, we've got people that want to do that here. T-Spirit.
Hey, and I tell you what, I have to mirror exactly what you said for Nigel Farage. This is about freedom. And people need to start standing up for their countries and being proud of their country. Our governor needs to start standing up for our state governor. And she needs to be proud of our state. And instead, she has decided to throw her head in with a bunch of globalists, for that's what they are when they have Common Core. Common Core simply teaches to the lowest common denominator. And I'm fed up with seeing it. That was not what she was put into office to do. And quite frankly, she has lost a lot of the respect of many women who voted for her because she said that she would stand up and do the right thing for our state. Mm-hmm. And she has done absolutely nothing positive for this state in the last few months. I have been absolutely disappointed and disgusted with Kay Ivey. And I really hate to say that because I liked her so much as a person.
But just add her to the list of people that have disappointed us, said one thing, gotten elected, and never followed through.
You're seen so much of it.
In the time I've known you, T-Spear, I got to run. Thank you for the call. When we come back, our buddy David Blackman posted a blog piece on Rush, and I want to read the first couple of paragraphs because it pretty much said what I did. And I find that flattering.
Hi, Rich Thomas from Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With three offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and health care information in Central Alabama. You can visit their website at onlinemep.com in order to order contact lenses, take a vision self-test, watch patient testimonials, or to schedule an appointment at one of their Montgomery or Prattville locations. You can also call them at 271-3804. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve.
Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps. When it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See StraightTalk.com.
Joe Bonamassa is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune into the morning show with Greg, Jay, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Joe Bonamassa at the MPAC on February 13th.
Oh, I'll try to soothe you. I'll play the blues.
Tickets to Joe Bonamassa at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, February 13th, from News Talk 93.1.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right. I predicted this when I first read the news about Rush Limbaugh's announcement that he's been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer. The left, always lording themselves over the rest of us as our betters, have sunk to depths of depravity in this that is beyond. It's. I was going to post a link so you could see just how ugly these people can be, but I'm not going to do that. But I did go to dbdailyupdate.com, our friend David Blackman, who will be on the show with us tomorrow. And sure enough, he had a blog post up called God Bless Rush Limbaugh. And his first line is exactly what I said today. Talk radio would not exist if it weren't for Rush Limbaugh. It's just a plain and simple fact, and talk radio has been a vital tool for maintaining freedom and prosperity in this country. Since Rush's program began airing nationally more than 31 years ago, he has been that important to the conservative political movement for the last three decades, far more important than any other individual over that period of time. And there's no doubt about it. I heard Mark Levin say that today. I heard Sean Hannity say that today. Rush has played the vital role of the conservative happy warrior, a role the country needed someone to step into as the great Ronald Reagan, or as Rush calls him, Ronaldus Magnus, was winding down his presidency. With 95% of the nation's news media slanted irrevocably and increasingly left and becoming ever more corrupt by the day, American conservatives needed a prominent voice to stand up and shout the truth. And that's what he's done. And it became the template for this show, this radio station, and thousands. There were just, talk radio was rare. News talk, and most of the hosts were limousine liberals. You know, they talked the talk, but very few of them walked the walk. And it was a far milder. Some of the people that call themselves liberal today want to take every frickin' freedom away from you. I don't see the liberalism in that. To me, liberal means tolerant, accepting, or at least willing to consider all points of view. That today's liberals aren't like that. They're the worst example of tolerance. That's why they're so busy accusing everybody else of not being that way. Nobody knows it better than they do. So David will join us tomorrow, and we will talk about that, because I can't think of a better way to put it.
And Steve will be with us also, Steve Duro.
Oh.
Yes, telling us what we can expect in this tax year.
What time is Steve coming on?
He'll be here between 3 and 6.
All right.
Unless you tell me
different. We got to do the tax thing, because that's
coming up.
Maybe I can move David on to the beginning of the show.
Happy hour.
Good. Anyway, I posted that in the thread on Rush on my Facebook page if you'd like to read the rest of the piece from David Blackman. And at 5:56, let's take one final look at the road.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic still very busy all around the city of Montgomery on the boulevard. A lot of congestion at all the major intersections. And we still have that accident working on the boards just past Woodley Road in front of the Walgreens. New accident on Highway 14. This is just as you exit off I-65 headed to Millbrook. Use caution there. And we've got an accident in Wetumpka just before Jasmine Hill Road as you get into town. Use caution there. It's got traffic backed up to the Winn-Dixie in places. So slow down and be careful. Buckle up. We'll keep you updated on traffic. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota. Don't worry about the weather. They'll bring that vehicle to you, and you can shop from the comfort of their giant showroom. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless.